Radio, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. And now joining us, it's a pleasure to welcome University of Arizona Assistant Professor Samara Klar, author of a new book, Independent Politics, How American Disdain for Parties Leads to Political Inaction. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
It seems as if more and more independents are a much bigger part of the political landscape, perhaps even the plurality now. Why?
Well, yeah, first of all, you're exactly right. And there are now more Americans who say they're independent than either Republican or Democrat. So according to Pew, we have more independents than the pollsters that Pew have seen in 75 years of polling. It's about somewhere between 39 and 42% of Americans, depending on which data you trust. Now, the reason as to why, that's a great question. That's what motivated my co-author Yana Krupnikov and I to write our book in the first place. Why is it that so many Americans would rather say they're independent? Now, what's most puzzling is that the vast majority of independents actually do prefer one of the two parties, and they consistently vote for that party year after year. If you ask an independent, you know, who they vote for, they'll say, well, you know, I always vote Democrat, but I'm not part of the Democratic Party. I'm an independent. Or, you know, I've never voted for a Democrat, but I consider myself to be an independent. So we wanted to know, why are people saying they're independent when, in fact, they're behaving as though they're not? What we find is there's this real negative stigma associated with partisanship, and that's been increasing over time. So although somebody might vote for the same party year after year, they are frankly ashamed or embarrassed to be associated with that party.
So if they're not associated with the party, are they politically engaged?
Well, what we find is the same motivations that drive people to say they're independent also drive them to conceal their partisanship in public settings. So let's say, for the sake of argument, I am a Republican who would rather be known as an independent. I might go vote for a Republican candidate every election, but when somebody at work asks me who I'm supporting, I'll tell them that, you know, I haven't really decided. Or if somebody asks me to put my preferred candidate's yard sign on my lawn, I will say no. I don't want to wear stickers. I don't want to wear hats. So independents are engaged in that they vote, but they are not engaged in these sort of grassroots activities that really sustain the parties.
That means, and somewhat your conclusion, I think, is that the rise of Trump and, for that matter, Sanders is almost an inevitability.
Yeah, you know, Jan and I are not all that surprised by the rise of Trump and of Sanders. And in fact, this desire to go outside of the establishment to pick an outsider candidate is the same motivation that led many people to support Barack Obama. So Trump and Sanders allow people to vote for the party they always like to vote for while still choosing a candidate that rejects partisan or establishment politics.
Is it the idea that American voters are just getting tired of all this partisan bickering?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we conduct over a dozen experiments where we ask people to read articles in the newspaper, or we ask them to read transcripts of political debates, and we find that media coverage that emphasizes disagreement makes people even more likely to say they're independent. So the more we see negativity in politics, the less likely we are to associate with either party.
And yet, of the candidates remaining, I could say that probably John Kasich is fairly moderate, but he's receiving the fewest votes of anybody right now.
Yeah, that's right. I think John Kasich is probably, unfortunately for him, seen as sort of the most establishment of the existing candidates, and I think he doesn't try to shy away from that. The other candidates who are gaining most traction are those who don't talk about their experiences with politics. They talk about their experiences fighting against politics. Trump is happy to admit that he's never voted in a primary before. And Cruz rose to power by, you know, not by making friends with the establishment, but by setting himself apart from it.
How is this going to play out? There's been talk of a potential, maybe a third party run by somebody, but we haven't seen third parties do particularly well in history. It's rare to see a third party candidate get anywhere even approaching 20%.
Yeah, third parties don't do very well in American politics, and that's because people tend to be, even those who call themselves independent, people tend to be very loyal to their party when it comes to actually voting. Most people vote for the same party every election for their entire lifetime, and for most people, that's the same party that their parents voted for. Partisanship is one of the most persistent traits that we see among voters. It's very unusual to vote outside of your party. So independents tend not to do well. You know, sometimes they do. We have an independent governor in Alaska right now. Bernie Sanders famously is an independent. But these people are really the exceptions and not the norm. Americans aren't very comfortable voting for someone outside of the party as much as they might disdain that party.
So how is this likely to play out in this election cycle?
Well, I think what we're going to find is this you know, rejection of establishment politics is going to lead to a lot of support for these outsider candidates. The question is, how lasting is that support going to be? You know, one thing we saw with Obama is his rejection of the establishment brought in lots of new voters, but in 4 years later, although he did win re-election, most of those new voters weren't there anymore. It's not a real long-term commitment. The long-term voters are the ones who are still proud to be with the party.
So you're saying that the establishment is going to win?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen in this particular election. If I had that ability to predict, I would be a lot more successful than just a professor. But it does look as though the outsiders are doing very well. I mean, Trump was just not taken seriously as a candidate earlier on, which is why I think people were so hesitant to, you know, spend money attacking him or confronting him. But at this point, it's looking more and more likely that one of these outsiders, Trump or Cruz, is going to be the one to get the number of delegates needed to be the nominee. Now, whether that means they're going to win the general election, I don't know. I mean, the fact of the matter is Trump ultimately does not have that much support. He has about the same support as Bernie Sanders does. The reason he's doing so well is that he's had so many opponents. Hillary Clinton has a much larger base of support. She has about 1 million more supporters right now than Trump does. So we've seen these sort of head-to-head polls, who would you pick, Trump versus Clinton, things like that. But we really don't know until the election starts. And given, you know, the number of people who are supporting Hillary over Trump, I personally don't think he'll do all that well in that matchup.
Independent politics, how American disdain for parties leads to political inaction. Independent politics co-author Samara Klar, K-L-A-R, joining us from the University of Arizona today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.